When a new president is sworn into office, there are usually a few hometown experts joining the administration. Barack Obama is bringing a big group of Chicago movers and shakers with him to Washington, D.C., and that may make for some change for both cities. NPR's Cheryl Corley reports.
The shift of power from Chicago to Washington is familiar ground for some Obama allies. Chief of Staff Rahm Emanuel has shuttled between the two cities as a Clinton aide and a former congressman. Some of the newcomers to Washington include incoming Education Secretary Arne Duncan, White House Social Secretary Desiree Rogers, Presidential Advisor Valerie Jarrett, and political guru David Axelrod. And that's just a partial list of the Obama-Chicago-D.C. connection.
There's so many people going that they'll have a comfort level.
That's Chicagoan Avis Lavelle. She did her own stint in Washington as part of the Clinton administration and runs a consulting firm. Lavelle says Chicago has a deep talent bench, so it's not likely that the city will suffer from so many influential people leaving. Instead, Lavelle says the Midwest will get more attention.
That's not to say that they will be able to ignore the issues that get everybody all whipped up on the East Coast or the West Coast, but I think it will certainly add another dimension to what the nation focuses on and what the administration focuses on.
In the Kenwood Hyde Park neighborhoods on Chicago's south side, there's still a barricade around the Obama home. Until recently, Hyde Park was like a Midwest wing of the White House, with a convoy of black SUVs racing through the city, taking the president-elect to various places. One of the restaurants he used to frequent when he was here is called Valoy.
Yeah, I used to come in a lot, obviously before he got famous.
That's General Manager Tom Chronopoulos, who offered a free Barack Obama special, scrambled eggs, bacon, and hash browns on Election Day. Delmarie Cobb, a Democratic political consultant who frequents the restaurant too, says even with the Obama crowd's departure, there's a chance for this Southside neighborhood, known for its large mansions and brownstones, to prosper even more.
You have tourists who are coming in. They want to see where Obama lives. They want to see where Obama ate. They want to see where he gets his hair cut, where he got his shoes shined, where he takes his clothes to the cleaners. I mean, all of these things.
But the focus now is on Washington and the mark the Obama administration will make. Ann Walker Marchant, the head of a corporate communications firm in D.C., worked as a special assistant to former President Clinton.
Every administration brings a new twist to the city, and we're very much looking forward to the Chicago crowd coming into Washington and really participating a lot in the Washington, D.C., both social and political activities.
There is, of course, curiosity, not only about the president's family, but about administration officials who will wield substantial influence. For example, Stephen Hess of the Brookings Institution says he's interested to know what type of chief of staff Rahm Emanuel will be.
If you look at past chiefs of staff, the ones who do best, survive longest, are those who say no with a pat on the back and great civility. That's not Rahm Emanuel's way. So we will see.
And Marchant says she has a bit of advice for the Chicagoans who are coming to D.C. and are not as familiar with it as Rahm Emanuel.
Understanding that Washington is a very unique city and you can't transplant Chicago to Washington.
Don't tell that to the Obamas, however. They have a close-knit extended family of friends in Chicago, and they've asked some of them to visit as often as possible.
You know, we've all been raising our families together.
Dr. Eric Whitaker, a vice president at the University of Chicago Medical Center, says he, his wife, and small children spent time with the Obamas nearly every weekend in Chicago. And Whitaker says the Chicagoans who are now in Washington will do well to remember the city that nurtured and made them.
I'm believing that they have a deep investment in our city. We're just simply letting them be on loan.
A loan that will last 4 years and perhaps more, but that's for another story. Cheryl Corley, NPR News, Chicago.
This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne with Steve Inskeep, who will be joining us a little later this morning from the steps of the Capitol, where Barack Obama will be sworn in.